I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day the curtain first went up on the International Lady Garment Workers Union's pro-labor production on Broadway. The show was called Pins and Needles. The revue played on Broadway until 1940 and was revived in 1978. The ILGWU used the Princess Theater in New York City as a meeting hall. They decided to put on a show with union members as performers. Workers were only free to rehearse at night or on weekends. At first, performances were held only on Friday and Saturday nights. Pins and Needles looked at current events from a pro-union point of view. The show was received so enthusiastically that the cast abandoned their day jobs and expanded production to 8 shows per week. New songs and skits were introduced every few months to keep the show topical and fresh. The production was even performed at the White House for Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. Well-known theater critic Brooks Atkinson noted, "Pins and Needles is a gay satirical review, which is amusing, as Mrs. Roosevelt knows, for she has recently sealed it with the cachet of the White House." According to John Kendrick, a theater and film historian, "Pins and Needles is the only hit ever produced by a labor union and the only time when a group of unknown non-professionals brought a successful musical to Broadway. The show ran for a total of 1,108 performances. It brought the union message to audiences in a truly unique way." Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com. When you're walking down that street.